how I'd like us to proceed. I'd like to spend the morning portion, at least a great deal of it, looking at mythology, psychology and mythology, different ways of thinking about psychology and mythology, Jungian way of thinking about that. I'd like us to do some phenomenology of creation mythology. And I'd like to draw on each of you, so be thinking about creation myths you know about, because I'm going to ask you to mention them when we start doing our phenomenology. And also, your assignment is to be thinking about themes, major themes, major motifs in creation mythology that you know about. Doesn't matter if you just know about one. Think about the one you know about, and we're going to put up themes so that we can be serious about our phenomenological reflection. A Jungian who is true to Jung's heritage will always do phenomenology first. In fact, you'll do phenomenology before you do history, which Jungians get criticized for some good reasons. But in other words, so we want to put our phenomenologist hats on after we talk about some of the issues involved in this kind of study and why we do it. I mean, why bother? Then I would like to spend a little time this morning talking about someone that I think is very important. In fact, I'll talk about two people that I think are very important. I'll talk about Joseph Campbell briefly, but I will talk more about Mircea Eliade, who I think is a person who, because of his introversion and a tendency to be a recluse, really has not received the appreciation anywhere, really, that he deserves, and especially in Jungian circles. It's one thing to name his name, and another thing to look at the enormous significance of his work for what we're doing today. So I'm going to spend some time talking about Eliade's way of thinking about this in relationship to humans, in relationship to the human soul, the human psyche. And then, depending on how far we can get with that, if we get through with that before lunch, I'll be happy. If we get through with it and leaving some time to get into our beginning of psychological reflection on this stuff, that'll be fine. But we'll just see how far we get. And this afternoon, I would like to talk about this mythology in the light of psychological and particularly psychoanalytic reflections. Now, I want you to be thinking about how classical Freudian thought might illuminate some of this stuff that we'll be hearing as themes, and how other systems of thought, self-psychology particularly, would illuminate this, and how Jung's thought would illuminate it. We're going to look at some different perspectives on it. And then we're going to be focusing in on the issue of the self, the self, the structure of the self, the forming of a self. Why do people talk about this self business so much? Doesn't everybody have a self? And if so, how do you mean that? And is there such a thing as developing the self? And we need to talk about it because we might even speak of creating the self, building the self. And we have to, this afternoon, we'll have to be clear about, well, are we talking about the big-ass self or the little-ass self here? And so we're going to be thinking about more, you know, some of you were here the other day when I was lecturing. We have to think about relationships between blueprints for the self and the project you are involved in as you seek to emerge as a self. All kinds of assumptions that I've got, you see, that I've built into those comments.